I couldn't get the whole thing. This is the United Nations Agenda 2030 goals. You can go on their website and you can see all this junk. For world domination and control over every man, woman, boy, and girl on the planet. Their first agenda is welfare dependence. The second agenda, well, I can't read it too good. Forced vaccinations, mass indoctrination, that they take you and try to reprogram you, communism, energy rationing, control the wildlife, control resources, perpetual war all the time. There's a few others I can't read here, but these are their goals for by 2030. This was their goal for this whole planet. If you think I'm lying, go look for yourself. All right, Matthew 7. All right, here, let me look. I didn't write the verse, so hold on here. Well, I'm not finding it. Let me just talk to you about it. This is the woman that had the issue of blood. Jesus came to the woman. I put down Matthew 7. It's in Matthew 8. Okay. Okay. 8:14. No. Let's just keep going. Okay. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, for she kept saying to herself, if I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. Jesus turned around and seeing her, he said, take courage, daughter, your faith has made you well. And at once the woman was restored to health. Okay, she was restored to health. That's wholeness. Wholeness. And I don't believe it was just her body. She had gone to the physicians and they had drained her of every single dollar that she had. So she's in poverty. I don't know if the King James Version says whole. I think it does. Anyway, Jesus told her she was made whole. To me, she got her money back, or she was restored back. Her health and her money. See, God's will is goodwill, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. This is the kingdom way. Not just, well, I got healed, but I'm broke. Well, love and wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. See, the 2030 agenda is to keep you welfare dependent, dependent on the system for your health care, lying to you about all this stuff causes all these things, and all these months that I taught on all these silly tests and all these things, trying to get people to believe they have something. They go to a doctor for something little, maybe for a checkup, and they come out, you got 3 months to live, you're eat up with cancer and all this stuff, that it's all a boatload of crud for the devil to put on you, and you believe it and you receive it. See, that's it goes along with this. I didn't even know that. But I know what the Lord was telling me. Those machines, it's like random. It's like a lottery. Well, your number's up. You got it. And if they believe it, they exercise faith towards it and they receive it. They go telling everybody, I got this, I got this, I got this. All right. He also told the woman to go in peace. Well, peace means prosperity. Go look it up. Peace means prosperity. Salvation is this: rescue, safety, deliverance, health, preservation. Let me read all these. Soteria in the vines. Material and temporal deliverances from danger and apprehension. National deliverance. I got all kinds of scriptures here, but I'm not going to go into them today. I'll write these if you want to look them up. This is Luke 1, 69, in 71. In Acts 7:25, personal. Talking about safety, deliverance, health, preservation, personal. Acts 27:34. Philippians 1:19. Hebrews 11:7. Spiritual and eternal. This is Acts 4:12. Romans 1:16 or Ephesians 1:13. You can go and get your vines out and find it and see all these scriptures. Okay, bondage. This is Philippians 2:12. 1 Peter 1:9. 2 Timothy 3:15. Hebrews 2:3. Then it's deliverance. And there's a bunch of scriptures on that. Romans 13:11, 1 Thessalonians 5:8-9, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, 2 Thessalonians 2:13-18, Hebrews 1:14, Hebrews 9:28, 1 Peter 1:5, 2 Peter 3:15, Luke 1:71, Revelation 12:10. Then it's all heavenly blessings. How do they operate in heaven? Is there any lack in heaven? There's no away old age in heaven. Everybody, from what we've seen or heard from people that have gone to heaven and come back, that's a pretty common thread that everybody looks like they're about 25 to 35 years old. No gray hair. All heavenly blessings, that's 2 Corinthians 6:2 and Hebrews 5:9. 1 Peter 1:9-10. Jude 3. Luke 19:9 and John 4:22. Soterion is described as a helmet in the armor of God. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know who you are. It lets you know, and when you got that helmet on, you know what is yours in salvation. And Soterios is grace. Titus 2:11. Salvation is jubilee. You can go read Leviticus 25, starting with verse 10, what jubilee is. It's return of possessions and slaves set free. Return of possessions and slaves set free. You know, I don't think until I started doing research for myself that I realized just how enslaved we really have been. All right, I'm going to quote Brother Hagin here. Claim what you want. We just had something happen where we're going to be able to. I just claimed house paid off, my Denali paid off, and we just got a means just a couple of days ago that we're going to be able to pay the car off.
Praise God.
So claim what you want. That's what I did. I claimed the amount, sent the angels out.
And he
agreed with me, and that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Bind the devil and the rejoice that it's done. There you go. Claim what you want, send the angels out, bind the devil, then rejoice that it's done. Yes.